Hi, I'm Curtis.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. So it's the What's Happening podcast. It is season 3, episode 3. It's going to be a good one because that is Melissa's favourite number. So the stars have aligned for this episode. Guys, how are you?
Good, mate. Yeah.
Good.
Glad to hear it. So this week we are doing life hacks. That's what we're talking about this week, isn't it? Life hacks. One of the big things over on TikTok at the minute, as I'm sure Melissa will be able to.
Yeah, to be honest, everything I now know how to do, I have learned on TikTok. So I'm going to share my wisdom.
Well, you do have a couple of life hacks on your TikTok, don't you?
Just the cereal box one.
The cereal box one which blew up and everybody started doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a couple that are pretty cool. Yeah, we'll talk about them later.
Well, we're going to go through some life hacks later on. But first, what we've got to do is our listener of the week.
So yeah, we've got I think we've kind of used them up a lot over the last, we got a little bit excited.
This is the problem we have, isn't it?
Always do this.
But Melissa's the smart one. She's like, ration them out just in case. And we're like, nah, get them out there, go ahead.
But we've had a couple of new followers over the last week or so. And this week's listener of the week is Christina Orr, because simply for the fact that she followed us recently. So thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
It's all about the follow. We'll tell you later on. Well, Melissa will tell you later on how you can be listener of the week. It's not that hard. There are many ways. Melissa will tell you what they are. But anyway, let's crack on with the episode a little bit later on. We are going to be talking about life hacks. But first, anybody been doing anything exciting this week?
Well.
Oh, here she goes.
It was Valentine's weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. I completely forgot about that.
And?
Pancake Tuesday.
It was Pancake Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pancake Tuesday. That's right. So Melissa, yeah. do you want to crack on? Let us know how you're...
No, I'm not going first.
Okay, Connor.
Okay, I'll go first. So I watched The Cecil Hotel.
Yes, well, what do you think?
I was expecting more. The first episode was really good. And then I feel as though they could have fitted all 4 episodes into one episode.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And it kind of focused a lot on that girl's disappearance, didn't it?
Yeah.
And when you consider a lot of stuff happened in that hotel, and I would have liked to go over a lot of the stuff that did happen. Like, there's a lot of crazy stories from it, and they just kind of focused on that one. It's like, where's the rest of it, you know?
Yeah, it kind of turned into like, you know that show, Don't Mess with Cats?
Well, you'd said
there's another word for mess, but yeah. It turned into that a little bit. I was actually talking to a mate of mine. He lives out in San Francisco now, and we were chatting the other night and just kind of like back and forth. And, oh, have you watched the Cecil Hotel thing on Netflix? Because it just seems to be what everyone's talking about at the minute. And he was like, yeah, I stayed in that hotel in 2012. Oh, and I was like, what? By choice? And he said, yeah, he just stayed in it for like the novelty thing.
Jesus
aspect
Christ.
Of it, just to say he stayed
so
there.
So it's actually an open hotel where you can go and stay.
Yeah. Well, it's not opened anymore, yeah.
It's closed at the minute. It got like bought over for a big revamp.
26 million or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. But like they're opening it later this year, and they're expecting the bookings to be through the roof for at least 2 years because of this. I don't understand people wanting to stay there.
No, I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Yeah, but like you haven't seen it, Melissa, but so you've watched that show Don't Mess with Cats, haven't you?
No.
No. So
I don't watch scary stuff.
It's basically like kind of borderline conspiracy theorists that jump on what has happened, and then they kind of come up with all their theories on the internet, and people like go back and forth and stuff on it. These people were going to stay in the hotel to see if they could solve how this girl left, and it's like, what are you doing?
There was
like
a lot
people
of
with no degree.
Yeah.
So there was like a lot of people who just got involved for no reason, and they were kind of like,
gosh.
It was so strange because this girl disappeared, and then there's just randoms going, we feel like we know her and we need to help her. And it's like, fair enough if you feel like you need to help someone, but like you don't know her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just looking for a bit of limelight. But weird show. A weird show.
Yeah.
Could not pay me to stay in that hotel.
No,
do you know what I learned about it too? Do you know do you ever watch American Horror Story?
No.
I've watched the first couple of episodes. We've actually been meaning to get back into it.
Right. There's one which it's the only season I've watched. It's the one that Lady Gaga's in. Mm-hmm. And it's based around a hotel. That is loosely based on that hotel. Like, that's where they got the idea of it.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I thought it was really, really strange. A lot of people also are thinking that the, do you know the hotel manager?
Mm-hmm.
That she edited the tapes and all that.
Yeah,
the latest
she was
conspiracy
a bit
theory.
Shifty, like, yeah.
She was a bit shifty.
Edit tapes and stuff. Like, is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose it could be done. Like, if you look at the video, there's, like, seconds that disappear and stuff mm-hmm. like that there. I think there's, like, 40 seconds that disappear at one moment, yeah. like, at one point.
Yeah.
She was a bit shifty. But then she was like, I don't think there's a room in this hotel that somebody hasn't died in.
What?
Like, honestly, yeah. The thing has bloody, like, 600 rooms. And it's like, yeah, I don't think there's a room in this hotel that somebody hasn't died in or something.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell? That's so, that was an interesting documentary anyway.
Yeah, so I watched that. And Melissa, I watched The Vanishing.
Well,
it's
go on.
Class.
Told you! I
really,
told you.
Really good. The first, like, R, I was like, this isn't that great. And then it just kind of turned.
Yep. You weren't like, expecting that, were you?
No, and like 20 minutes before the end, I was like, I said to Liv, remember at the start of this when they pulled into like the RV park and they never mentioned their daughter?
Yeah.
They just mentioned them too. I was like, they're nuts. They're bound to be nuts. And Liv was like, that never happened. And I was like, it did. They never mentioned their daughter. So she got
they
me to go back.
Chatting to her.
Yeah. So she got me to go back to the start to prove that they didn't mention the daughter. Yeah. But yeah, it was really, really good.
Really good. Might have just ruined it if Curtis hasn't watched it.
No, you need to watch it. It is good. Yeah. Well, he's not going to watch it anyway. He never watches anything we say.
Yeah. I'll stick it on the list.
Anything I recommend, Curtis just shuns. So
it's on the infamous list.
Yeah. Okay. I've been busy with work as always. My first release that got released on the 15th of January. Just in time for the end of the first month of release, it hit 1 million streams on Spotify.
Wow.
Yeah,
well
so
done, Connor.
Yeah, so it's doing really well.
Connor's making some serious money.
Serious Josh.
On him when lockdown's over.
I ate a load of Mars Bar Krispies because last week I'd mentioned that we'd just finished making them, and yeah, I demolished them. Started reading a new book, guys.
No,
did you? What is it?
It's not, well, it is a book, but it's not really a book. It's based on another podcast called Shag Married Annoyed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
reading their book?
What, sorry?
Are you reading their book?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, let me know what you think of it. I want to read it.
It's really good. Yeah. It's so funny. And then, yeah, so Valentine's Night was on Sunday night. I was on the radio on Sunday evening, so me and Liv didn't really do anything. We kind of had Valentine's night on Monday, got a Chinese, had a few beveraginos.
Beveragino.
watched The Vanishing and played Monopoly.
Is it The Vanished or is it The Vanishing?
I don't know. The Vanished. The Vanishing.
It's all Vanished.
It might be. I don't know.
Whatever. You'll find it anyway if you're looking for it.
It's like, remember Box, the nightclub? It was Box or The Box.
Yeah, I think it was The Box if you were from anywhere outside of outside of Belfast. Yeah. If you were in Belfast, it was Box, but if you're outside, it was
you
The
Box.
The Box, hey, babe.
The Box.
So, yeah, we had Valentine's night Monday night, and I got to play Monopoly. So I'm not allowed to play Monopoly because I get very competitive playing Monopoly.
So you cannot play Monopoly without getting competitive.
Yeah, and I have a history of like the board just happening to slide off the table.
Not one of those.
So yeah, we did that on Monday and Pancake Tuesday. Funny enough, Liv didn't have any of her pancake mix on Tuesday.
Shut up! You check the date on that stuff.
I don't know. I think you can keep it for like 10 years or something.
The pancake mix is like, that's the kind of stuff you're going to be drinking whenever there's a nuclear attack or like eating. Like that's what you're going to be stocking up on. Like Connor's sorted.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. We were in the shop the other day and she was like, oh, there's pancake mix. Need to get some. I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Thousands of bottles of it in the kitchen.
So yeah, guys, that's been my week. Who's next? What about yous?
Melissa, let's hear.
Well, I haven't done very much, I'm not going to lie. It snowed at the weekend, so I was doing the weekend breakfast show, and on Saturday, there was 100% chance of snow. I've never seen that in the weather forecast before. No one ever is 100% sure of anything, and 90% of the time they're wrong. So when I saw 100% chance of snow, I thought, oh my gosh, it really is going to snow. 6 a.m., no snow. 7 a.m., no snow. 8 a.m., no snow. 9 a.m., no snow. And at 10, when I was leaving, the snow started. Hands down, the heaviest snow and quickest falling snow I've ever witnessed. By the time I got home, there was such a blanket of snow across where I lived. The roads were horrendous. Like, I am a very good driver. I know there'll be sexist men listening to this thinking, no, she's not. But like, I drive a long distance every day of my life. Experience makes you better at things. I am a good driver. And I drive in lots of weather conditions. Like, I drive home 1 to 2 a.m. every night. It's always absolutely freezing in the winter, minus temps, and I drive home on the ice and I'm fine. Now, this was dangerous, honestly dangerous, but I got home in one piece, and then I thought about going out to make a snowman, but it was just so cold. I just didn't. So, yeah, I made homemade pizzas.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
what
I even
kind?
Made...
What kind?
So I went with...
Barbecue base?
Barbecue base. I did half barbecue, half tomato. Ham, chicken. I went for mushroom just to put them on. And I bought red onion and forgot to put it on it. And I also bought peppers and forgot to put it on it. But, so, I bought a, like, remade base in Asda.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made my own base. So I made, like, another one.
Which was better.
And the pre-made base was
much better. At least you're honest.
My own base was a healthy alternative. So I wanted to see, is this something I could enjoy? But it was rotten. So...
Do you know what's a good option? Because we do this whenever we're making homemade pizzas, just buy wraps.
Yeah, tortilla wraps.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good healthy option. Yeah.
That's a life hack.
The base, the Asda base was delicious. It like puffed up, like, it was amazing. It was like pastry. It was so nice. So I'd definitely buy that again. It was only a pound for it made a massive pizza. That was kind of about the height of it.
See, just on the subject of the snow, you say it's the heaviest and fastest fallen snow you've ever seen, but was it not like the most fastest melting you've ever seen too? Because whenever Connor came in to work on Saturday, so me and Connor crossed over and I was like, is it still really bad up at the top? Because our work's on a hill. And I was like, is the hill bad? Because, you know, I have to drive out of here. And Connor was like, no, it's fine. And I thought you meant it's fine as in, you know, you'll be able to get out okay. I drove up to the hill and there was no snow at all.
What we were expecting... I checked the weather. So it was going to be 11 degrees on Sunday. So I knew it would melt. But we had so much. So I get up at 4 a.m., leave at half four. Half four, all the snow was gone. I didn't expect it to be gone that early. There were really massive puddles. So it had clearly all melted. But half four, that's so early for it all to be gone. It didn't even last a full 24 hours. It lasted like 16.
Yeah. It was the weirdest snow I've ever seen. Because at the rate that it just disappeared, like crazy. Yeah.
The rate that it came down as well, crazy, but nice to look out at. And I actually think we got the best of all worlds because lovely to look at. And then once snow lies a couple of days, it gets dirty, it gets slushy, it gets slippy, it gets gross. We didn't have any of that because it disappeared the next day. So I think it was nice. And now I roll on spring because that's what I really want. And we have been having a queer stretch in the evening this week.
I was going to say, because half five tonight, it was still light. And I was like, Melissa's going to be buzzing about this.
Buzzing.
You can already tell that her mood's picked up, can't you?
You can just get so much more done in your day. Like, I rely on daylight for a lot of the content and stuff that I create. And it really puts me in a bad mood when things look dull or badly lit. And you can't help that in our winter. But the stretch in the evenings just gives me more time to work with in my day as well. So really, really enjoy it. I'm also absolutely loving having my Sunday nights off because I'm able to get up early on a Monday and smash the week. I also, my sister and I had some wine and
we didn't see you lit on your Instagram on Sunday night. I was disappointed.
I was actually answering loads of questions. People were talking about their Valentine's Day and my brother messaged me and was like, Melissa, you're giving some solid advice. I'm actually really impressed. And I was like, it's the wine.
Cousin blocked.
No, it wasn't the wine. We only had a couple glasses, but it was so nice. Like, it's just nice sitting in on a Sunday night, and I guess that's my weekend now. And I enjoyed it. Actually, that's about it. I didn't do anything else except look, I put on some false nails. And my hands just look so much prettier. Sorry to the listeners, you'll just have to take my word for it.
I was just going
to
say,
my teeth.
I learned this last week. I was supposed to go,
wow. Yeah. Why did you not learn your lesson? And I'm still a bit disgusted by that. But like my, I don't know. It's the simple things. It's the little things that boost your mood. And when I'm looking at my nails and they're a state, and when I'm nervous, I bite my nails. Not nervous, bored actually. And we're all a bit bored. And I have to say, actually, one other thing that did happen was I took a trip down memory lane last night, and it's left me like a little bit sad. I don't feel sad, like, as you can tell, I'm in quite a good mood, but left me feeling a wee bit sad last night. So I was just sharing a throwback, and it was actually like a jam-packed weekend I had a year and a half ago. So I went to London on Thursday and Friday with the girls, got up first thing Saturday morning and flew to Belfast, and then drove to Dublin for my friend Leah's fight. Leah's been on the podcast. And that's the night I met my boyfriend. And then my sister and I stayed in Dublin that night. And then I got up the next morning and drove to Fermanagh and stayed in the Finlock Bubble Domes. And that was like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, jam-packed London, Dublin, Fermanagh. And I said to the girls last night, if I did that now, I would get arrested.
Very true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that makes me so sad. Like, so that, yes, that was a jam-packed weekend and I was wrecked, but nobody was like, oh my word, she is wild doing all that. That was just like normal. Now, it wasn't an every weekend thing. Of course, it wasn't just normal, but like, it wasn't frowned upon or like shocked or look, she's wild, like I said. And now the highlight of my week is possibly getting a takeaway coffee to drink in the car. And as human beings, we have just completely adjusted to that situation. But it made me so sad looking back on it, because it's like we used to do so much and so many fun things. And I want to go on trips to London with the girls. Like, I want to go to Dublin and have drinks with my boyfriend. And I want to go stay in the Finlock Bubble Domes because they're amazing. Like, and we can't. And if you do it on the weekend, you will get arrested. Like, how crazy is that?
I know. The way you said that was kind of like, do you know one of those like fancy branded t-shirts you see, like a real fancy brand, and it's like LA, London, stuff like that. Melissa's like London, Dublin, Fermanagh.
I know.
I'd love to see that.
I know.
You should start your brand. So you should start like a clothing brand, and that's what it should be. London,
are you talking
Dublin,
like
Fermanagh?
Fashion Week, Paris, New York, Milan?
Yeah. Fermanagh Fashion Week.
It's got a ring to you. I like the alliteration.
Fermanagh Fashion Week. Let's make that a thing. Forget Belfast Fashion Week.
We'll have to see. Do we have any Fermanagh listeners? If you listen to the What's Happening podcast and you're from Fermanagh, send us a DM.
We promise we're not slagging it.
I'm so far this. Yeah.
Fermanagh Fashion Week.
Yeah, other than that, that was my week.
Very good. I suppose I should go then. I did watch two movies over the weekend.
None of them recommended by me,
no,
I bet.
No. Two movies. In fairness, one of them, it started with a movie that I've been wanting to watch for a long, long time. And it just popped up at the weekend and I thought, right, I'm going to watch it while I'm in the mood. 300.
That's about like gladiators, isn't it?
It's kind of like that. It's about what did you call them? I can't remember what they're called. But it's good. It's kind of like that sort of like Romans kind of those kind of people. I forget what they're called, but then it turns out there's a second one, and I was kind of like, okay, let's watch that too. They were really good. Have you seen it?
No. Is the second one called 400?
No. The second one is 301.
301. I was gonna say
no, it's 300, The Rise of an Empire or something like that. But I watched them. They were very good. I can definitely recommend them. I also,
well, I'm not taking your recommendations on board.
I don't expect you to. I don't expect you to. Don't worry. I also watched, and do you know what? I would recommend that you take this recommendation on board if you haven't seen it already. The Britney Spears documentary.
Yes, I want to
watch
that.
Yeah, I am.
Do you know what? It's kind of like, because we were a little bit younger when Britney was growing up and she went through the whole thing where she cut her hair off and stuff. And like, you get an insight into all of that and what actually happened and stuff. And for so long, like, everybody believed that what she was doing, like cutting her hair off and stuff, was just her having a mental breakdown and stuff like that. And it turns out it wasn't. It was a conscious decision for her to go, you want me for how I look and, mm-hmm. you know, is there like the paparazzi are surrounding me and stuff like that because mm-hmm. of it. So she just went, I'm just going to get rid of my hair because they're not going to want that. And that's what it was. Like it was a conscious decision. And like, you see how she was treated by the paparazzi. There was one where she was like sitting at a table in a restaurant having dinner with her sister. And there's literally like 30 guys standing, not like, you know, a couple of meters away, but right up at the table, just constantly flashing the cameras at her and stuff like that. And
have you seen Justin Timberlake put out an apology?
Yeah.
To her.
Yeah. And which he got a bit of beef about that as well, because shouldn't have taken this stuff.
Too little, too late. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he said the stuff at the time and he probably should have come out afterwards and said, actually, you know, that wasn't right. But yeah, like it's a good documentary, but at the same time, it kind of makes you feel bad that she had to go through that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely recommend watching that. Also, I did my fitness class, my free fitness class.
I need to hear about this.
Mate, I am so sore. Like my body is in pain. Like I can't stretch my arms out properly. So I did the free class that the guy gave me and I really enjoyed it and decided to actually sign up.
Okay.
So there's four a week. And
what?
After the first one, I completely regretted it. Like it was rough. At one point, the first one I did, which was Thursday night last week.
Yeah.
I did it in the living room. We've kind of got like a space behind our sofa where you can do stuff. And Ashley, like I did it with headphones on. So Ashley was sitting watching TV and I kind of forgot she was there because you know what it's like, you zone in.
Breathing really heavy.
And you're boked a couple of times.
Oh my gosh.
Ashley literally said to me, she's like, whenever I finished, I just collapsed on a heap on the floor. I had to go and have a cold shower and all. So it was horrible.
Oh,
and Ashley was kind of like, I heard you like nearly vomit. And then, do you know that thing where you nearly vomit, but then you kind of like swallow it back down?
Yeah. That
noise. She was kind of like, I heard you do that like four or five times.
Oh my gosh.
And like, so it started off, you know what it's like? You start off a workout kind of like all upbeat and happy. And then as you progress, your form starts to get really sloppy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she was like, at one point you were doing burpees and you weren't even like getting into the press up position. You were just like basically jumping up and slamming down onto the floor face first.
Fair play for jumping back up, because if I did like five burpees, my first burpee is sloppy. I cannot do burpees. I kind of just throw myself to the ground and stand back up, and that's what I consider a burpee, because that exerts enough energy as it is.
Yeah, it's rough. Like it's rough. And like the personal trainer that I'm working with, Jonathan, you call him. And if you are interested in these classes, by the way, I'll give him a wee bit of a plug. Just head over to Instagram and look at what's it called? Battleborn Fitness.
Wow.
And you can see what it is I'm talking about. But it's all those head exercises and you do them with weights and stuff. And one piece of information he gave me during the session was, if we're doing like 30 seconds of press ups or something, don't go hell for leather. Don't try and get as many as you can in that 30 seconds. I would rather you got like five really good ones mm-hmm. as opposed to like 20 ones that are absolutely rubbish. And I thought, well, that's going to make it easier. Doesn't. Makes it harder. No, it makes it harder because you're trying to get really good form and then you press yourself up and then you just like fall face first into the ground. So that was that. I managed to not vomit. I don't think it did. I don't think any vomit actually come up, if you know what I mean.
Curtis.
Oh, it was so, so grim. But
remember last week's episode, you were saying to Melissa, the one workout that you don't do is the one that you regret. Do you regret doing your workouts now?
I regret saying I would do it. I don't regret doing it. I regret saying I would do it. But yeah, no, it is good fun. And I'm kind of like, I've had a bit of motivation because through the week, it was World Radio Day.
Yep.
Which you might remember. Look, all the presenters over the world and stuff were posting about World Radio Day. And I thought, well, I'm going to get in on this too and, you know, share about how much I love radio and stuff. So I took a wee photograph in the studio and Ashley, my loving girlfriend, pointed out my spare tire in the photo. So, but it's motivation.
Yeah.
It's motivation for me to shift the spare tire.
I don't think you have a spare tire, Curtis.
I think it was the way I was sitting.
Yeah.
You know, I think like I had
it was probably the material of your t-shirt.
The material of my t-shirt's quite clearly tucked under something, which is spare tire.
Right, okay.
So there's the motivation to get rid of that anyway. So that was my week. I don't think anything else really that interesting happened. Running through it. No, nothing. It's been a weird week, hasn't it? It's another week in lockdown, but did you get the feeling?
Is anybody going off anything for Lent? Because I forgot to tell you this.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear what you're going off for Lent.
all sweets, all chocolate, all crisps.
No, you're not, are you?
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
I was thinking, you know, I'm not going to do it. I deserve better than this. Times are hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom and my sister do it every single year. And I in just your thought, house? Yes, it's because
Carly's chocolate factory.
And that's why they do it, because we eat so much. It's appalling.
That is fair enough. Like,
so I was like, do you know what? I'm going to do it too. Because do you know the way you just don't feel quite yourself? We're at home. I haven't been exercising like I was in the first couple of lockdowns. And I'm just like, this could be an easy fix. Not an easy fix, but it'll definitely help, because I like healthy meals. Like, I was just telling Connor, my dinner tonight is turkey burgers, sweet potato fries, broccoli. Like, I would eat that every night of the week. I'm not like a Chinese and chips every night of the week, girl, burgers, whatever. But the sweets and the chocolate, it's not good for you. So I'm going to see if I can do it. Let's be honest, I'll probably last a week, but I'm going to give it a go. After saying I absolutely wasn't going to do anything for weeks and weeks and weeks up until yesterday, I just decided, why not try?
Go for it.
So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Good job.
You're just right. I saw a funny meme through the week, which came up saying, for Lent, I'm just giving up.
That's funny.
Just giving up. Do you know something, see, just while we're talking about Lent and stuff like that, obviously you mentioned Pancake Tuesday and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a single pancake in Pancake Tuesday.
Oh, mate, I got
not one.
I got a pack of three from Patton's Bakery. They were so good.
And like, they're good. They are good.
Loads of syrup. The cleaner brought me seven.
Of course you did.
Seven pancakes and three scones. Seven.
She brought me nothing.
She says, you've got a big family. I said, Ruby, it's not your job to feed my family. Like, that's not, like, you don't need to take that upon yourself. But anyway, I've said to her, Ruby, we're going off all sweets and chocolate and crisps, so you can't buy us anything anymore. That includes cakes. That includes bad things.
We need to see her bringing in, like, avocados.
Fruit baskets or something.
Literally. Apples and oranges, probably a crate.
Here's a question for you, Melissa. Right, see, since you're giving up all this stuff, how do you get temptation out of the house? Like, because if your house is constantly full of that stuff, like, do you put it away in, like, a locked cupboard or something? Or
To be fair, because it's all over the house, it's in, like, boxes that I don't know where they are. But, like, my mom puts my dad off chocolate, so he's going to have, like, a rich tea or a digestive biscuit, but he'll still have those. My mom, she'll eat yogurt raisins or yogurt banana chips, which are so fattening. So I've done this 1 year before, right? When I was in school, I went off all crisps, sweets and chocolate and ate yogurt banana chips and yogurt raisins every day and gained weight.
Yeah,
and I never did it again because I was so fuming.
So sugary.
Yeah. In fairness,
pure dairy. So I won't be eating any of those.
I used to eat loads of, you know, the chocolate covered raisins.
Yeah.
My old personal trainer was like, after you've been to the gym, you need a massive sugar hit. So just get some chocolate covered raisins and eat them. And because my PT told me this, I was instantly like, okay, they're healthy. So I'm just going to start eating loads of them. Yeah. And then, like, I was eating like a bag a day.
They are good. Like, people don't like raisins, but I love them. I would eat raisins on their own. I would eat them covered in chocolate. I would eat them whatever, especially in like Revels. I mean, Revels are my favorite sweets.
You posted this through the week. Like, you're the only one that likes Revels.
People hate them. But it was like 60-40, the end result. Like 40% of people really like them. And everybody was like, people always say, accept the coffee. The coffee is my number one favorite sweet. And I actually do not understand. And can anybody tell me, can you get in touch with the podcast? Why are people addicted to coffee, have about seven coffees a day, can't start their day without coffee, but hate a coffee-flavored sweet? I don't understand it. The flavor is divine.
I can confirm that I do like the coffee one. It would be my favorite as well. It's
so divine.
The same in like a tin of Quality Street, I think it is. There's a coffee one and nobody likes it. And I kind of, it's not my favorite, but I'm like, I mean, it's good.
There's a coffee one in like, not Milk Tray, are they called Dairy Milk? It's like the white and purple box, a coffee one.
Yeah.
So I've always done this trick because nobody in my house likes the coffee one, but the coffee's my favorite. So when you're offered a sweet, I always take my second favorite. There's more chance of it going.
So
I take my second favorite, knowing that my favorite will be there for the second pass around of the tray.
That is smart.
You got to be smart in a family of six.
Or else you don't eat.
I'll tell you what isn't good when it comes to coffee, right? Because this is something I learned yesterday, actually. So I did one of those workout sessions yesterday and was absolutely dying after it. And I bought a load of like well, it wasn't, I didn't buy it, Ashley bought it, and it was like sample packs of this protein brand and all different flavors. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a coffee flavored protein, and that is not what you need after.
Have you ever had the Monster Energy coffee?
Yeah, I love it.
Of course he does.
I love it. Yeah, it's so good. I had to stop drinking it because it was so high in. We talked about these before and you said they were. Yeah.
I
drank one of them before a radio show one time and was on
best air. Radio show in your life.
I wouldn't say it was definitely the fastest radio show in my life. Like I went on air and did a link and then like my brain took a second to catch up after to realize what it just said and stuff like that. So they are mental, those monster drinks.
I don't like them. There's a red one and a blue one, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think it's the blue one that's nice. The red one wasn't so nice. It was like the latte type blue one that was nice. Mm. But anyway, that was my week. So I think Melissa's on quiz this week, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Do you all have right, a quiz?
What do you think? So, any guesses as to what the quiz is this week?
The Melissa Riddell quiz?
Yeah. At least it's not a Disney quiz.
Well, yeah.
Although it might be similar, to be fair.
I mean, I am a princess. But so, we're going to start with something easy, and there is the opportunity for a bonus point.
Okay, how many questions is there?
I haven't decided yet.
So, are you just doing this off the top of your head?
No, look, it's okay. Been down.
Okay. It is a quiz that you can totally make up off the top of your head.
Like, I actually just write it down. So, okay. How many siblings do I have?
Connor.
Oh.
Connor. You've got three, Robert, Mark, and Sharon.
Whoa, you got the bonus point.
Wow, Connor.
Yeah.
Whoa, Connor.
Yeah.
That was dreadful. Bonus point was name them. Yeah. That's okay. Okay. What is my middle name?
Oh, my God.
Connor.
Curtis.
Connor got there first.
Annabelle?
No.
Anne?
I don't even think it's A. I just went with Annabelle.
Give us the letter. Give us the letter.
It is A.
Oh, is it? Connor. Amanda? No. Connor. Amy?
It's my mom's name.
Curtis Ealing.
Yes! She's going to be buzzing. You knew that.
I know.
Okay.
Podcast legend.
Oh my gosh. I have the best story to tell you for the podcast about my mom, but I can maybe tell you that after or on another episode.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay. What is my favorite color?
Connor.
Curtis. It's not purple because purple's mine and you don't like it.
Connor. Pink?
No.
Connor.
Curtis.
Go, Curtis.
Green. Curtis. Cobalt blue.
That's mine.
Clutching the straws.
Connor.
How can you be clutching at straws when there literally are like a million colors?
Connor.
No, it's true, yeah.
Yellow?
Yes.
Oh, what's it?
Closely followed by orange.
Okay. They were the two because after those shoes I showed you. Yeah. So they were the two colors I was going for.
So, where did I go to university?
Connor.
Curtis. Liverpool Dummers.
That's correct. Bonus point, what did I study?
Connor. Drama.
Yeah. Is anybody keeping score?
4-2 to me.
Is it 4-2?
Yeah, because I got the bonus points.
It is 4. It's 4-1. No, it's 4-2. It's 4-2.
Yeah, 4-2.
Okay.
I will not stand for that.
Do I have any pets?
Connor. I'm trying to think if like your dad would have any.
Can I jump in? Can I jump in?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes.
Yeah, you have either a dog or some dogs.
I have a dog.
Oh, really? Point. I didn't know that.
What's he called?
Oh, God. Connor. Fluffy?
Curtis?
Yeah.
Alexander?
No. Okay, different bonus point. What breed is he?
Curtis. A collie?
Yes!
I just assumed because you lived in a farm. Like
I didn't even know you had a dog.
He's called Sam. He's the best dog ever.
You have never mentioned that you have a dog called Sam in the 3 years that I've known you.
Everybody knows I have a dog called Sam because everybody hears that he is the most intelligent dog on the planet. My dog, okay, so my dad's farm is about 500 meters down the road. My dad gets into the van and says, meet me at the farm, but don't go on the road. So Sam goes through the field and Daddy drives down the road and Sam's waiting for him at the gate.
That's class.
That must be so cool. My dog's a tit.
He's so smart.
You know, I love
I've got a dog. There's been pictures of him on my Instagram and everything.
I love that he's called Sam because I love nothing more than a pet with a person's name. There's a dog around my street called Peter. There's this girl out in the
Alfie's
street.
Alfie's a person's Peter. Name. What are you on yeah, about?
Yeah. Alfie's more a dog's name than a person's name.
No, it's not. All the Alfies Peter's listening are going to be massively offended.
I called him a tit about 30 seconds ago.
Well, now they're going to be extra offended.
Anyway.
Okay, so that was all the questions I had written down, so I need to think of another one.
Connor wins then, doesn't he?
I thought it was for all, because you got the dog and Sam.
Yeah, you
Sam.
Just got the dog.
I got the dog and the breed, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's this is the game winner then?
I don't have the question.
Okay. I mean, it's literally based on your life, so you could just think of something off the top of your head.
I know, but like, life isn't that exciting right now. Okay. My boyfriend partakes in a sport.
Connor.
What is that sport?
Connor. MMA.
Bonus point.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is going pro.
Connor.
When is his pro debut?
Oh, Connor. Can I just get the month?
Yeah.
It's April, isn't it?
It is April.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in the pro.
Were you looking on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram, yeah. I'm 100% on Instagram right now.
I seen that he had posted something about it the other night.
Yeah, it's not on Bellator, but maybe he'll be on Bellator one day. But anyway, sorry, that's all I could think of because I put that up today, so that's the only thing I could remember.
Curtis, mate, you enjoy doing quizzes anyway.
See, the thing is, I couldn't do questions like, what's my favourite dessert? What's my favourite food? Because I have 40 favourite foods and 40 favourite desserts.
But you're bound to have like a favorite, like say takeaway. What's your go-to takeaway?
McDonald's.
That's right. I actually should have known that. That's right. Yeah. Because you.
But like my favorite food, I think, would be a seafood linguine. Mm.
Do you remember?
I think you would know that.
Do you remember the time Melissa compared a Big Mac to Bunsen?
And she gave a Big Mac a 10 out of 10.
Can I tell you the truth?
It's ridiculous.
I would rather have a Big Mac than a Bunsen.
No, you
catch
wouldn't.
Yourself.
Really.
On. You're getting Jackie Weaver. Hang on. Connor, can you remove her?
I like both.
But you like a Big Mac better?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Sexy. And Big Mac sauce is so delicious. It's just amazing.
What about fillet of fish sauce?
Tartar sauce?
That's weird.
Okay, well done, Connor.
Well done. I am on the quiz next week. Well done. Before we start talking about life hacks very quickly, I want to know the story Melissa was saying about her mom.
Oh,
yeah.
The legendary story. Let's hear that.
Well, first of all, she was absolutely disgusted with me 2 weeks ago on the podcast. I said it was her 60th birthday this year, which is absolute bull. Beep.
Yeah.
She's 58. She says, I'm not 60 for 2 years, Melissa.
Jesus.
She's like, why would you tell everybody? And I was like, well, we don't have that many listeners. Don't sweat it.
Yeah, we do.
I'm telling people smoking
mirrors.
So she's actually not 60 for 2 more years. But anyway, we have previously discussed on the podcast that my mother cannot work Instagram. I think I've before mentioned that, like, when I broke up with my boyfriend, she kept refollowing him when I asked her to unfollow him. And we've also realized that, so my mom like loves all these people, like would keep up to date with all my best friends on Instagram. And I was like, Mom, you don't actually follow them. So she just doesn't understand. She thinks following people would be going in and typing in Connor Coates and then watching your stories and looking at your pictures, but never really liking anything. She wouldn't.
Here she does like some of my stuff.
I've taught her how since this happened. So that's why she didn't follow you guys for ages. She thought she did. She just types in your name, checks up on you, and to her, that's following. So,
checks up on you.
My mom absolutely loves this local blogger. I won't say who it is because whatever. Loves this girl and always chats to me about her. And I don't really know who she is because we like different people for different things. I'm really into my fashion. But Mom said to me, Melissa, she blocked me. And I said, what? Because we had a previous event where Mom thought somebody had blocked her. And I said, Mom, you're an idiot. You haven't been following them and they've just made their profile private. You have to follow them. So I thought it was one of these. My mom got blocked by a big blogger because the blogger thought that she was a hater because mum was checking up on her stuff every single day, but never liking anything and didn't follow her. And first of all, I think it's a bit crazy that the person noticed in the first place.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're really keeping up to date with your followers and who supports you, you'll notice a woman who is clearly obsessed with you. She checks every single day. So my brother had to message this lady and say, I'm really sorry. I am so-and-so's son. And she's devastated that you've blocked her because she absolutely loves you. She just doesn't understand Instagram. So she doesn't follow people. She just types her name in and searches them. So she unblocked her and mommy followed her. How sad is that? She was devastated.
It's hilarious.
Oh, God love her.
That's ailing, not understanding Instagram.
Ailing, I will never block you.
No, I'd never do such a thing.
I'm sorry. Back 2 years ago, she still managed to refollow my ex. Like, when you need her to follow somebody, she can't do it. But when you really don't want her to, she's in there tapping follow, 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 over and over again. Honestly, I don't get it.
Maybe our first life hack should be teaching your mom how to use Instagram.
I'm still trying.
Right, this week we are talking about life hacks, things that make your life a little bit easier. Why are we talking about life hacks? Because there's not really much going on, and life hacks seems to be one of those things that's popping up on TikTok left, right, and center. So we're just going to pick out a few of the best ones and chat about them. Melissa, you've got one anyway on your Instagram because yours blew up. I think it ended up on like the Cool FM Facebook page and all, didn't it?
I don't even remember, but at the time it was just the cereal box hack. No, I didn't want to take credit for that because I saw it on TikTok and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to share this with people. So I shared it on my stories and then everybody was going mad about it. And that was just folding down your cereal box so it doesn't dry out or get soggy or whatever. But have you seen those TikToks going around and it's like, show me a life hack that has completely changed your world, and then somebody jumps in. There's like two, they're always cooking ones I find. There's two that have stood out to me. The best one I've seen is, oh my gosh, it's tomatoes, right? Cherry tomatoes. How do you chop them? This lady got like, so do you know like a plastic Tupperware lid or like the lid of like a Chinese dish?
Oh yeah.
She lay all the tomatoes out on the surface, set the Tupperware lid, put pressure on it, and then just took a sharp knife and sliced through. Chopped them all in half in an instant. Click of a finger, sliced, and they were all in half perfectly.
The thing is,
instead of them slipping everywhere.
A lot of the times, it doesn't work out like that when you try it yourself. So, yeah. You know?
It works. I've tried it.
Did you do it?
Yes.
And it worked okay?
Yes.
Wow, I don't know.
Because the lid's flat, so you just apply the pressure, and it's like if you... You don't slide through, it's like a sawing motion, but slow and it's perfect. And the other one, which is really good, is for hard-boiled eggs. You seen this?
No.
You just, oh my God, and there's another one. It's amazing. So hard-boiled eggs, do you know, like they're horrible to peel, they're so hot, whatever. You just take it out of the water, run it under cold water so it's not too hot, pop it into a mug, shake the mug, and the shell just comes off like, because you crack it all and then you just peel the shell off and you don't actually have to like pick at it. It just all peels off.
I seen one the other night and this really annoys me. So see when you're making like spaghetti bolognese, there's always some left over in our house. So you put it in a Tupperware dish and...
This is what I was going to say.
It stains it. So I seen one on TikTok the other night that when you've finished with the Tupperware dish and it's like stained all orange because of the spag bol mint in it, what you do is you put a little bit of Fairy Up liquid in the Tupperware dish and a piece of
kitchen roll,
isn't it? And then you put the top on and shake it about and then it comes out like brand new.
Really?
We tried that. Yeah. So we did try that one. This hack's been around for a while. With our beans, do you have a specific microwave bean spot if we don't want to do the beans on the hob? It's super stained and it lifted a lot of it, but not all of it. But I've seen loads of people and it lifts all the stains. It's amazing.
I also seen one that, see when you're making like cakes or something and you have to separate the yolk from the white of the egg. So you crack.
Did you see this?
Yeah, so you crack the. We spend way too much time on TikTok on this.
And I'm sitting here with my mind blown. I'm just trying to take notes for flip's sake.
So
I let you tell.
Yeah, so you crack the egg into the bowl, and if you need to get the yolk separated from the egg white, you get like a plastic bottle, and you put the end of the plastic bottle with the cap off over the egg yolk and squeeze it, and it sucks the yolk into
sucks
the bottle.
It in?
Yeah, so you've separated the yolk from the egg
this
white.
This isn't the one I've seen.
What's the one you've seen?
The one I've seen is you crack the egg out, and then you literally rub like a garlic clove, a little bit of garlic between your fingers, and then you just lift.
Oh, really?
Yolk, and the yolk just lifts away from the white. I haven't tried it myself.
Yeah, I like Connor's one better.
Yeah, your eggs are going to taste of garlic, though, are they not?
I mean, who doesn't want a little bit of garlic on their day?
Garlic is good stuff, like.
I love garlic, but not in eggs.
Like scrambled eggs with a bit of garlic would be nice.
It's going to be the tiniest hint. Once you've mixed them up, there's going to be you're not really going to taste it.
I do have it's a non-food related one. And this is one, like this is the bane of my life because this is one that Ashley discovered and now insists that I do all the time. So when you go shopping, you forget your bags. You have to buy a 20p bag from Tesco.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're anything like us, you forget your bags all the time. So you're coming down with 20p bags from Tesco. She discovered a way to fold them.
Are these into the triangles?
Yeah.
Yeah, Liv does that.
You fold them into wee triangles and like...
Game changer, like, mate.
It is a game changer when it comes to saving space and stuff like that. But having to do it every time is a massive pain in the arse. Like, I'll come home from Tesco, make sure you fold that bag. And all of our bags that we have, and I'm talking, we like at one stage we probably had like 50 bags.
Yeah.
And one day she just like folded them all, just set them all out on the floor and just folded them all.
It's not like we've a lot else to do.
There is that, to be fair. So I mean, that's the one big life hack that I do kind of every day. The other one is buying, do you know the dryer sheets, tumble dryer sheets?
Yeah.
Yes.
And like hanging them in wardrobe so your clothes don't end up smelling like.
Yeah.
Or in your underwear drawer.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other good life hacks?
I've just seen one here. So if you've got like a load of like leads lying about, and it's hard to kind of tie leads up unless you've got the little, what are they called? Like the little kind of cords,
kind of things.
Yeah, one of those.
They're like organizer things.
Yeah, what you put, you get like a toilet roll, the little cardboard in the toilet roll, and put the lead into the toilet roll, and then like. Your leads in one place and you can do like loads of them, put them in a wee box.
Well, speaking of toilet roll, that was a hack that was absolutely everywhere a few months ago. Apparently, to get your curtains to sit really nice at the top and perfectly spaced, people collect, you know, the toilet roll tubes at the end and you slide them on and then slide on a curtain ring and then slide a toilet roll on and then slide on a curtain ring and your curtains will always be perfectly spaced along the curtain pole.
That's quite smart. Maybe that's why we were on a toilet roll for a while, not because there was a pandemic, but because people were doing that.
Probably.
I need toilet roll to space my curtains.
Probably.
Any other good ones worth pointing out that you use?
Oh, I seen one recently that, when you buy like a multi-pack of cans, like Coke or Sprite or Fanta or whatever, and it's like the plastic that they're all held together with. Usually when I'm opening them, and I'm sure everyone's the same, you just like rip it and you lift a tin out. Apparently what you're supposed to do is you would need to have a tin to do this anyway. So you get a tin and you have your case or wee crate of cans and you get the spare tin and rub it on the top of the other can. And it just lifts the plastic off, and then it means you can just lift the can out instead of like ripping it, and it's a mess.
A lot of these life hacks don't save you a lot of time, though, do they?
No.
There's one that I have. Just I'm in my attic here, right? So that this is where I record from, and I've seen one that is literally right in front of me, and it's to do with Christmas lights.
Right.
So putting your Christmas lights away, the empty
egg cartons,
wrapping paper tube. And you wrap the Christmas lights around the wrapping paper tube, and it keeps them straight instead of being all tangled and everything.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, I'm looking at like four rolls at the minute of Christmas lights. So you just wrap it around the tube and then tape it, and then you can write on it what they are. So like, do you know the way, like it used to be we threw all the lights in a box and then you had to dig out, go right there, the window lights there, the Christmas tree lights. You write on the tube what it is, Christmas tree lights.
That's smart.
You lift them out and you go, those are the Christmas tree lights. That's a good idea. That's one you
that
should
get. That is smart.
That's a life hack.
I'm sure there's loads. Like, my mom will be listening to this podcast first thing Friday morning, as she always does, number one fan, and she'll be like, Melissa, why didn't you say this? Melissa, why didn't you say that?
If you are like me and you use your phone charger quite a lot and it keeps breaking,
mm-hmm.
you can get, you know, the spring you get from a click pen?
Yeah.
You can get that, yeah. and you can stick it on the end of the bit that goes into your phone. And it stops it from bending,
really?
Which stops it, the cable
that's
from breaking.
Smart.
That's a smart one.
That's something I actually might take on for myself because I am so sick of breaking phone chargers.
And also, if, here's another phone related one. If you go to a house party, do you remember them? House parties, they were fun.
No, what's if you that?
Maybe not even a house party, but say you're on holiday or something like that, right? And you're away with your mates and you're in the room before you go out and you want to get some music going, but you don't have a speaker with you. You forgot your Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You get a toilet roll and you put your phone, like you cut a hole in it and you set your phone speaker end into the toilet roll and it creates a wee speaker.
Oh, I thought you were going to say put it in a glass. We always did that at uni. We put our phone in like a pint glass.
Using a piece of spaghetti as a candle lighter so you're not like putting your hand and the lighter into the candle in case you burn your
why don't you just buy
finger.
A lighter stick.
I do get one of those really long lighters. Yeah,
I've got one of those.
I love them. Oh, this is one that kind of goes along with, like, do you remember when the TikTok coffee was massive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So if you want to have iced coffee, make up a pot of coffee first and freeze the coffee, and therefore the ice cubes won't dilute your coffee.
So you make coffee.
Ice coffee. So make like water and coffee and then make coffee ice cubes. Make ice cubes out of the actual coffee and then add those to your drink instead of diluting your coffee loads.
I just seen one there and it kind of ties in nicely. Well, Pancake Tuesday was yesterday. We were recording this on Wednesday night. So like with the ready, the easy mix pancake batter that Liv mm-hmm. has like 6 tons downstairs. You just put water in it and shake it, but it comes out like really fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hack here that you put your pancake mix into like an old ketchup bottle, so then there's a little thing for so it'll come out like slow.
Well, I've got mm-hmm. one. It's food related as well, and I've always wanted to try it, but I can't because we have one of these big, like, what's the brand, DeLonghi toasters, and I need just to square toaster to try this, right? So it's grilled cheese, and what you do is you put the toaster on its side. So you put the sliced cheese on the bread and put it in sideways so it's flat, and the toaster is getting both cooked from the bottom and the top, and it makes the perfect grilled cheese. Do any of you have a square toaster and want to try that?
No, but I'm on the market for a new toaster, so maybe.
Do you have a square toaster, Connor?
Yeah.
Like with flat sides.
Doesn't sound sure.
You turn your toaster. So toasters usually the toast pops up.
Well, it's got like
turn it on its sides so the toast can come out the way.
Yeah, well, it's got like a little curve. Yeah, not massively. I think I've talked myself into being able to get an air fryer.
Yes,
you have to get one. We have one. It's the best thing ever.
Yes,
It is the ultimate life hack.
Yes.
Actually.
So I came off the. Our last week when we were recording the podcast and Liv was like, so what were you talking about? And I was like, oh, well, the guys were kind of mentioning like an air fryer, and she just gave me a look and I was like, I don't see why I can't get one. Like, there's loads of space in the kitchen. And she was like, but what are you going to use it for? And I was like, well, we could make chips. I could make chicken wings. Cause usually when I make like chicken wings, it's just a mess. And I was like, people cook everything in it. And she was like,
yeah,
but I won't use it. And I was like, I don't care if you're going to use it or not. I just want it. Like, I want it. And she was mm-hmm. like, okay, well, if you can come up with a valid argument. It was like a child trying to like get something from the mum. I was like, right, okay. So I think I'm going to get one.
Do it, mate. Like, most of my time in the kitchen, whenever I'm considering to cook something, most of my time in the kitchen is me going, I wonder would that go in the air fryer with literally anything. Literally anything. Get one, mate, honestly. Yeah. It will revolutionize your life. And that is, to me, that is the ultimate life hack, an air fryer.
Yeah, another thing that I learned recently, and I've been doing this for like ever since I've started cooking. See, when you're using tinfoil, what way do you...
Oh my God, you're going to tell me... I knew you were going to say this.
Yeah, what way do you put the tinfoil on, like a bowl or something? What, sorry?
I do it shiny side up and it's wrong.
Yeah, I didn't know this until like last week. So you're supposed to do shiny side down.
It's
so then, yeah. So then like the heat bounces off. So it's like a reflector. So it keeps the heat in.
I did not know that.
Mate, I was mind blown.
I don't understand.
So do you mean like if you're, is that if you're covering something with tinfoil?
Yeah, or so if you're like covering, if you're cooking with it? So I think both.
Wow. I don't get it though, because right, when I put the tinfoil on a tray, shiny side down is going to do nothing because the tray is blocking it. So surely shiny side up is right.
I don't know. Yeah.
I do not understand, because I saw this the other day and I thought, I'm too old to change that now. I'm doing shiny side up.
I'm not doing it.
Like, I've used tinfoil a few times since I saw that and I haven't changed my ways. I'm too stubborn about that. My boyfriend has been doing something every day for his breakfast this week and he keeps sending me pictures of it because he saw this. I don't know if it's a hack, but he saw this way of making like eggs for breakfast and he's obsessed. So it's kind of like you need to separate the white from the yolk. So you pour in the white to like, as if you're making like a pancake or like a crepe, and you make like the white, you spread it out as much as you can. And then you pop the yolk in the middle and you fold the white up over it and you make a little yolk pocket. You flip it over, you cook the other side and you have this little yolk bite with like the white around the outside.
Oh,
and then
class.
he puts it in like a breakfast wrap with Unreal. Bacon.
That sounds good, to be fair. That sounds really
and
good.
And he added bacon to the inside as well the other day.
Oh my God.
Pretty cool.
One other thing that I've been doing quite a lot over the last couple of years, so like obviously with me being self-employed, I have to keep receipts. I just take photos of them now and keep them like on my phone and stuff instead of keeping a load of receipts.
Is your phone not like loaded with
pictures of receipts? I wouldn't have the storage for that.
Well, yeah, there's quite a few, but like it's better than having loads of paper receipts hanging around and trying to figure out where they are and what month and stuff they're from.
That's not something I'll ever be able to do.
Melissa's accountant hates her. Hates her.
My accountant's like, do you have receipts for anything? And I'm like, no.
Nope.
I'm just guesstimating.
Anyway, that is life hacks. We want to know if you've got any life hacks. Like if there's something that we haven't mentioned there that is glaringly obvious that we should know about.
There are so many going around at the moment. So I'm sure there will be loads that we've missed, but share them with us because I like to try them all just to check that they definitely work.
Yeah, so slide into our Instagram DMs. It's What's Happening Podcast on Instagram. Tell us your life hacks. And while you're there, maybe you could be listener of the week. Melissa's going to tell you the many ways that you can be listener of the week.
Yeah, there's a couple of things you could do to be listener of the week. You could head on over to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review and tell us why you love us so much or love the podcast so much, not just us. Or you could message us on our What's Happening Podcast Instagram and let us know why you enjoy the podcast. And we massively appreciate it. And
We do. And don't forget, give us your dirt. We haven't had a give us your dirt this year so far in this series so far. So we want to give us your dirt. If you're not sure what give us your dirt is, there's been a couple in the previous season. It's basically just where you tell us your embarrassing stories and we read them out without naming and shaming you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want us to change your name so you can remain anonymous, we will do that. So we'd love to hear a give us your dirt. For example, a give us your dirt story would be Connor dumb tackling his ex-girlfriend's mum.
The whole idea started.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, that's a give us your dirt. From also, me. Vomiting. You vomited on someone too, didn't you?
Yeah. It
was all the same night, wasn't it? You poked on her dad and then rugby tackled her mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned this on the podcast. Have I mentioned the stag in Liverpool and me falling asleep in the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were lying in bed the other night and Liv came across like this quiz to do as a couple and like you spoke about like it gave you questions and you did like tell each other them and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the questions was one of your most embarrassing moments. And Liv was like, I'm not telling you mine. And I was like, I'll tell you mine. So I told her that, because to me, like, that's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me. So I told her, and as I was telling her, I was regretting telling her.
Because,
oh, she was not impressed. And I'd left out like a few key details. Yeah. But yeah, she was disgusted with me.
As well, she doesn't listen to the podcast, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
Get the full details.
Would be no engagement this year, Connor.
See, just on a subject like that, Ashley asked me a question this week and she was like, let's talk about if people were to play us in a movie of our lives, who would it be? So Ashley was like, who would you get to play me in a movie of my life? And I was like, Blake Lively, because, you know, I think she's a great actress and stuff like that, obviously. And I said, who would you get to play me? And do you know who she came up with? Do you know Howard Wolowitz from The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Howard Wolowitz from The Big Bang Theory.
That's a great shout.
Is it?
I'm joking.
Happy with it?
I like that.
I'm joking.
I want to know how she got to that point, like how she went through all the actors in her head and landed on Howard.
I think it's because I'm similarly built to Howard Wolowitz.
So she was being serious?
I think she was, yeah. The reason I said Blake Lively is in the hope that she then went, oh yeah, like Ryan Reynolds would play.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Like,
that's cool. No. Howard from Big Bang Theory. And on that note, thank you very much. Melissa, who would play you in a movie of your life? Who do you think it would be?
People always say Blake Lively to me, Curtis.
Really?
Yeah.
Connor, who would yours be?
If I had to choose myself, I would choose Chloe Moritz.
You don't hear much of her, do you, at the minute?
But she always did all the like cool films when she was a kid. Like, I liked her.
Yeah.
So I feel like she'd make me cool. That I'm not already.
Who would yours be?
What's the guy's name? He's an English actor.
Tom Hardy?
Yes, him.
And I got flipping Howard Wolowitz. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget to slide into those DMs. Give us your dirt. We want to be able to use that theme tune again more than anything. And drop in there. Give us a review on Apple Podcast. All that good stuff. And yeah, thanks for listening. We will catch you back here same time next week. Guys, have a great week.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.